Hey guys, welcome to the third episode of Cat Talk. I'm Blake Henry, here with Alex Ragone and Tyler Kupar. We're going to start off with soccer.
Yeah, so the Soccer Cats, they didn't play too much this week. They just played sometime last week, and they won 4-0 against University School. The SIBN player of the game was Pat McLaughlin, and they're going to play Friday against St. Charles Columbus, who is 2-2-2. So best of luck to them.
We'll move on to cross country.
Oh, yeah, so for cross country, last week we were there at Menor on Saturday. Without our best runner, we placed sixth. John Corgan was able to run because he had COVID, but still standout freshman, came 26th, I think. He's the number one freshman in the state still. And then we're looking to have a good meet this week.
Golf Cats today are playing at the Hoban Invitational, so best of luck to them. And now we're going to move on to football and our guests. So today we are lucky to have Brandon Webster, one of the co-captains and Yale commit, Brandon Webster.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about the game. You guys won 21-14 at Mount St. Joseph. Seemed like it was a pretty defensive game. Steve Fazzo had 2 touchdowns. Ed had 2 sacks. Will Robinson had 3 sacks. And you had the game-winning pass breakup on that 4th down play. Tell me about that.
Man, I don't know. We were talking to our coach at halftime, and we knew if we went zone that they wouldn't be able to pass the ball on us that much. So we made some halftime adjustments. We played a little bit more zone. And one of their best players, that's a Boston College commit, actually, came in the game, and coach wanted me to guard him for the last play so I didn't score a touchdown. So I was like, okay, I got you, coach. And I pushed him, or I let him out of bounds. So it was a good win. It was a great team win to go on the road against a solid team.
Yeah, you guys played really well defensively, especially with like the first half having them, their 2 touchdowns were inside the 20, them getting the ball, so kind of like unlucky. But other than that, you guys kind of shut them down.
Yeah. They had some good players though.
What was that like seeing Steve? He had a rough first game, but he came back, had a great game this game. What was that like seeing him overcome that?
It was amazing. He locked in for last week's practice. He knew we had to do. His 55-yard touchdown was like amazing because we haven't got that out of him a lot because he obviously didn't get to play last year. So I was hype on the sideline going crazy. I was happy to see him score. It was very exciting too.
So Brady had a passing touchdown. Can we get a little – did you guys practice that in practice? Is that just like – what was the name of it? Give me a little bit of insight on that.
So we have personnels in football. It was called 12 hat ad. We have 2 tight ends, and we put them as a wide receiver. And basically it's a reverse play for him to throw the pass to marry me, one of the wide receivers. But, yeah, we practiced it so much in practice. I was first on it, but – I couldn't really throw. It wasn't getting there. We had Charlie Dunson on it. It wasn't getting there. And then we had Brady come in, and he was doing really well when he was throwing the ball. So we were like, we're going to call it 12 hat, and we're going to run in this upcoming game. So it was really exciting, especially in practice, too, when we were rehearsing it.
Okay. I think that's – you guys have anything else to add for that game? I think we're going to move on to the speed round.
Good game.
You going to get this?
Yep.
Okay. Speed questions. Favorite pro athlete?
Jay Jettas, Justin Jefferson.
Favorite Ignatius teacher?
Mr. Brennan.
Ignatius lunch?
Ooh, in my opinion, I like the taco bar.
That's questionable, I'll say that. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Probably Avengers Endgame.
Favorite song and artist?
Ooh, Brent Faiyaz and probably Language by him.
Mountains or beaches?
Beaches.
Do you believe in UFOs and ghosts?
Yeah.
Good answer. Hobbies outside of sports?
Real estate, cooking videos.
Which ones? Like
Joshua Wiseman, he makes cooking videos on YouTube. I always watch them.
Favorite type of clothing?
Shorts.
Something you want people to know about you?
I'm the single child.
Dream job?
To travel anywhere in the world, like, just to travel.
If you could meet one person in time travel, any time period, who would you meet?
Ooh, that's a good one. Shoot. I guess, if I could time travel, does that have to be...
Any time. Or it could be current.
I would meet myself in, like, 20 years just to see.
Unique answer. You already said you have no siblings. Best day of your life?
Come in, Neo.
We're going to get to that pretty soon. Best memory at Ignatius, final question.
Going down the date in sophomore year with the basketball team.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so as pretty much everybody knows, you're playing for Coach Kyle in his final storied career at St. Ignatius. Do you guys feel any extra pressure to perform? If so, how do you deal with that?
Honestly, no. I think the team looks at it as one game a week and just how we can improve for this week and upcoming games. But I think that's all, honestly. Just, we know what we have to do. We have to send them out here with a state championship.
One of the questions I had was, so after, the Menor game, one of, the most, bigger pictures of the game is you and Coach Kyle. Like, what were you guys, talking about? Or, what was going on there? Because it seemed, I don't know if it was, emotional, but, you guys seemed, pretty, deep right there.
I don't know if I should answer this. So, do you want the whole story?
Sure. Okay. We got time.
Yeah, we got time.
All right, so... And when I got that, when Sean scored the game-winning touchdown, I was waving goodbye to the Menor fans, and I might have got punched in the helmet by one of their star players. And so after the game, Coach Kyle, I was just talking to Coach Kyle, and we were just talking about character and whatever, and we just went over the game a little bit, and he told me I played really well, though. But yeah.
Just one thing to add about that Menor game. One of the plays I think is forgotten about that game is that pretty much touchdown and game-saving tackle you had. It was like a 60-yard pass play. You chased the kid down, got him down at the 30, and then I think it was a turnover on downs or a pick. But that saved the game, I think.
At the end of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think makes Coach Kyle different? What makes him better than most high school coaches?
Just his energy and, he's so detailed-oriented. He has us on, a regimen, where to be, what time to be at, where to be at. It's just, I don't know, everything all planned out and how he wants it.
So, how do you feel, about Franzinger taking over? Do you realize the difference between Coach Kyle and Franzinger's coaching styles? Is, that come into play yet, or is the transition still not there yet?
I think their coaching styles are both unique. I can see Coach Franzinger being a little bit more disciplined because he's a defensive coordinator. I've been on him for 3 years. But I don't think it's going to be any shift in the program at all. I think we're on when he becomes head coach, I think we're going to be on a uprise, honestly, in how we play and how we carry ourselves and winning more state championships in the future.
Anything else to add, guys, on Kyle? Okay, let's move on to the Yale commitment. So, how many schools were in your running for college football?
How many, offers or, interest?
Where do you want to go?
If I didn't get Yale?
Yeah.
All right, so Northwestern or Boston College, I was talking to them a decent amount. But that summer, me and Steve actually went up to New Haven and New York City to, go to these Ivy League camps. And, just the atmosphere at Yale was just, different in the coaching staff. And I, performed really well there. And I just felt comfortable up there. So I'm this is probably the place I want to be at.
What was your tour like at Yale? What did you look at? What did they showcase to you?
They got to showcase all the facilities, obviously. They had an amazing weight room. And, I was just talking to one of the coaches. They have everything personalized for the athlete to what they need to work on, what they can get better on, and, just having on the weight plan, knowing what they're going to do, and just things of that nature. I haven't went on my official visit yet because, obviously, I'm in season and most of our games are on Saturdays, but I'm obviously going to do it after the season. But the campus was, really nice.
Have you met any, other, players either committed to Yale or, already on Yale that you can, I guess, take stuff from or, learn from?
I met a couple players when I was there. Some of my position group, and then we have this whole group chat of people that committed to Yale. So we're just getting to know each other and where we're from, and obviously it's things of that nature.
That's cool. I'll look forward to seeing you on TV.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna move on to national sports. So Guardians have had a rough stretch. They've dropped 5 of their last 6. Finally got a W last night. Yeah. Finally. I'll be honest. I thought they were gonna lose. After McKenzie gave up that 4th run, but luckily Oscar Gonzalez clutched double in the 10th. Put him over the top.
We're getting called at the wrong time, but
I heard the team was really exciting this year, though.
Yeah, they are
a great team.
It's fun to watch. It's just coming off a couple Mariners loss is just not what you want to see. A sweep by them.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we have a Royals. We have a couple games against the Royals, which we should be able to handle them. And then hopefully, and then the Twins are playing against the Yankees, so hopefully the Yankees can take care of them. We can get another 3-game lead, hopefully.
We have the Twins this weekend.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty exciting. Hopefully, good outcome.
I was actually at the game on Saturday against the Mariners. If anybody was there, you might have seen me on the Jumbotron. I was on the matching game. What's her name? Gabriela Cruz.
Poor performance.
It was a tough performance. I did not...
It was a hard game, though.
I will say that was probably the toughest game I could have done on there. I wasn't locked in. I didn't know what to expect. But thank you to Gabriela Cruz for getting me on that, and she's going to be back at Ignatius teaching health classes here.
Yeah, I think we'll talk about this more as we go on. Maybe from Durney when he comes back, but
is he coming? Do we know if he's coming?
Maybe not today, but
We'll hear
next podcast. We'll hear a full breakdown eventually. Just what was going through your head, but you know. That was something else.
So next, we got Donovan Mitchell, blockbuster trade to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Who do we think won this trade? Do we think we gave up too much, or do we think it was a good trade overall?
Oh, I got the Cavs. I think the Cavs won it. Might be a little biased, but I do think the Cavs won the trade.
Because
really, if you think about it, the only person we gave up from last year's team, really, was Lauri Markkanen for Donovan Mitchell. So, I mean, Sexton didn't play. And then we just drafted Ochai, so it's not like he'll be good.
We
haven't seen him play yet.
I think that's going to be one of the bigger things is how good he turns out. If he turns out to be some top 10 player in the league.
Igbaji's 22-year-old rookie, so I mean, you could say he doesn't have as high of a ceiling as other players, but he's still pretty good. He was really good in March Madness. Hopefully, he doesn't come back to bite him, but I don't know.
So last thing we're going to do, we're going to go over every week one NFL game with the first week coming on Sunday. Actually, the first game's on Thursday. We got Bills at Rams. I'm going Bills. I love the Bills.
That Rams defense, I don't know.
I don't like the Rams. I don't like the Hollywood.
I think Rams at home. I think I go with them. Coming off a Super Bowl win, they're up high.
And their offense.
Oh yeah.
With a new addition to Allen Robinson, I want to say.
I'm gonna say Bills here. I think there's still a Super Bowl hangover from the Rams, but you know Bills, they're hungry. They got cheated out of the Chiefs game last year. They've lost two straight years to Chiefs. I think they're hungry.
I mean, that's the big. Diggs wants it. I don't know if they got cheated.
I think Bills are coming there and get the W.
49ers at Bears. I got to go 49ers. Bears still have a terrible O-line. I'm going to need Debo Samuel to do well. I got him on my fantasy team. And I don't like Justin Fields. I hope he does bad. I don't like him.
Okay.
So I think the exact opposite. I think Justin Fields is having a good game at home. Bringing the energy back to Chicago, they're taking the W.
Next game, Patriots at Dolphins. Dolphins, easy. Tua season.
Yeah, definitely Dolphins.
I'll just mix it up and say Patriots. I don't know, I think Mac Jones here. Something to prove this season. I think Devontae Parker actually will have a pretty solid season for them. An offseason pickup. Their defense got worse, but we'll see.
Colts at Texans. I don't know. The wild card here is Matt Ryan. We'll see how he does in the new uniform.
I just don't think Texans are as good as the Colts. They don't have nothing to stop Jonathan Taylor. Just
they're the least talented team in the NFL.
I don't think they're going to be. I don't think that'll be a close game.
Ravens at Jets, pretty easily Ravens.
I'll say Ravens.
Unless Zach Wilson.
Big Flacco starting week one.
Flacco is starting
because Wilson's hurt.
I forgot about that big injury. Packers at Vikings.
I like the Vikings here.
Wow. I don't know.
That's actually a hard one.
I just don't think Kirk Cousins is that guy.
I think the Packers are gonna, even without Devontae Adams, I still think Aaron Rodgers is gonna be showing why he's back to back MVP, and I think they're gonna come out and win that game.
Yeah. Lazard, Randall Cobb. They're gonna need to take some workload off Devontae.
Yeah, Lazard is really good in my opinion. Or underrated in my opinion.
Yeah.
Eagles. Eagles at Lions. Eagles.
Lions. I got.
Oh, give me Lions. Give me Lions over the Eagles.
On defense.
I think that'll be a close one, I think.
Jerry Goff is coming out.
I think
he's having a game.
I'm going to say Eagles.
DeAndre Swift.
If you watch Hard Knocks, you would say Lions.
Eagles improved their defense a lot this offseason.
I will say the Lions could have had.
I'm just saying they got Bradbury and.
Lions could have had a lot better record last year. They lost a lot of close games.
The Lions, they're still a solid team. They're getting better. They have a good old line. Defense is getting there. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Eagles. Steelers and Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah. Joe Burrow. Bengals. Mitch Trubisky. See, honestly, I'm expecting them to have a decent year.
I don't think it'll be bad, but I think Joe Burrow, especially coming off a Super Bowl loss, he's going to be hungry, especially against a division opponent first week.
Yeah. Pittsburgh's defense is going to have to carry.
Jamar Chase is going to have a day.
Game of the week, Browns at Carolina. I'm sorry, I have to go Carolina. Carolina always starts off hot. Browns haven't won a week one game since, 2000.
Actually?
Yeah, that's been a while. They're literally like 0-7.
I think it's 2002.
Yeah.
That was the last one they won.
Yeah,
you know what?
We'll see.
Cleveland Browns. They're winning.
Is Baker starting that game for Carolina?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Carolina. He's going to come out with vengeance.
There's always some bias, but I'm going to say Browns still. I don't know. I just like the Browns' defense. I like the O-line. I think Chubb and Hunt could put together a good game. Brissett just doesn't make that many mistakes. I think they have a good shot.
Yeah, the running game is definitely going to have to step up.
Yeah, definitely.
Deshaun.
100%.
Saints at Falcons. Jameis season. Saints.
I think it'll be kind of fun watching the Falcons because they don't have Matt Ryan anymore for however many years. So it's cool to have a new quarterback, but I don't think Mariota's really that good. Mm-hmm. And then Jameis Winston, ever since he got LASIK, guy knows how to throw the ball now. So
yeah. I mean, Falcons, they're getting up there. They got London, Pitts. I don't know if it's enough, but I think they're trending in the right direction. They'll have the most cap space next year to spend, so.
Jaguars at Commanders.
That doesn't even matter.
Even care. We don't even have to talk about that one.
Probably didn't put that game in London.
Yeah.
The Jaguars.
Yeah. Giants at Titans. Titans easy.
Titans.
I love Vrabel. Vrabel's a great coach.
Derrick Henry can just run all over them,
too. Yeah.
Saquon's coming back, though. So.
Oh, yeah. I need him. I got him on fantasy.
I think that'll be fun to watch Saquon back. Hopefully he doesn't get injured. Same with McCaffrey. Back to, the Browns.
Game. I have a feeling he's going to have a
Giants hit a solid draft, but I think Titans are still more talented.
We're moving to the 4 p.m. games. Chiefs at Cardinals.
That's actually a good game.
I think Cardinals don't have their receiver one, though.
Yeah.
Is he up for 8 games?
8 games, yeah.
I think they do have a 6. In my opinion, another underrated receiver, Rondale Moore.
Yeah.
He's actually really good.
He did really well at the end of last year. Yeah. They got Marquise Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Got Kyler. I think Chiefs are just, with Kelce and.
Yeah.
They lost Tyreek Hill.
They lost Hill, yeah.
I think it'll be a close game.
I think Sky Moore will step into there, though. Mm-hmm. Good or well.
Oh, did you see their new pickups, though? Juju and Marquise.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
God, I hate Juju.
Just a lot of mid-tier receivers, I think. But I don't know.
But with a good quarterback, so.
Yeah.
Good quarterback can make his receivers great.
Yeah. Raiders at Chargers.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
I think Raiders are way better than they were. Even though they got. That division is just so much better than any other division in the NFL. It's not even close. I think Chargers are going to come on top, though.
Okay. Yeah. This is an 8:20 game. Bucks at Cowboys. Bucks. I hate the Cowboys.
Yeah. I'm not a Cowboys fan at all.
Heard Godwin might be starting week one. He might be back. I'll say Bucks here.
Yeah, I just don't see. Zeke is overweight, or that's what it looks like in these videos. I don't like Zeke. And now, final game, Monday night game, Broncos at Seahawks. Dangerous. His revenge game.
Broncos are coming out, definitely.
Seahawks, I'll say Seahawks are one of the least talented teams in the league.
Yeah, quarterback.
Yeah. Probably Broncos. Made some good additions, obviously. Russell Wilson. I think Judy and Sutton can break out this year. I don't know.
Yeah. And then they have Javonte Williams in the backfield. He's really good.
Okay, that's everything. Thank you again for coming on, Brandon. Yeah, and I think this is a great episode. See you guys. See you guys.